Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
Hey all, welcome to the Wild Initiative Conservation Coffee Break. Today, I am sitting down with Mark Holyoke of Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Mark, thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Thank you.
So, if you could just give a quick introduction about what you do with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and then explain to us kind of the mission of RMEF.
Well, I'm the Director of Communication for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I've been here 7 years. Prior to that, I was a member of the broadcast journalism world. Really enjoy my time working for RMEF. We're doing some great things here. We were founded in 1984 by four elk hunters in northwest Montana who kind of looked around at the outdoor landscape and realized that there was no group that was had a dedicated effort toward elk out there, and they decided to do something about it. So they formed the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And our mission is to ensure the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage. So since 1984, 35 years ago, RMEF and its partners have permanently protected or enhanced more than 7.5 million acres of wildlife habitat and also opened or improved access to more than 1.2 million acres at the same time. We have a strong emphasis on anything and everything that is elk-related. So we've got several core, I guess, key programs, I guess you would call them, or points of emphasis that all point toward our mission. One is permanent land protection. We seek to acquire and then convey lands that are important elk habitat. And so looking to permanently protect the wildlife values of those lands whether they are on private land or on public land is extremely important. So we work with various agencies, federal agencies, state agencies, landowners, all sorts of other partners in getting that done. Also, habitat stewardship is very important. Active management of our lands, forest management, et cetera. But we look to provide funding for and implement forest thinning, prescribed burns, noxious weed treatments, the development of wildlife water sources that would help wildlife all across the country. Also, elk restoration. We've, to date, assisted with elk restoration efforts in seven states and one Canadian province where elk have been successfully returned to the historic ranges. And then we're also involved with furthering our hunting heritage, seeking to sponsor youth camps and workshops and volunteer efforts and anything and everything that kind of shines a light on the importance of hunting and its link to conservation. So I guess that's kind of it in a nutshell. We've got our fingers in all sorts of pies, and we're looking just to move the good work forward.
Well, I'll admit RMEF has always had a very special place in my heart because of my passion for elk. So you guys have, I've been a supporter for a while and really a big fan from day one. So I do want to ask, what would you say is the biggest issue facing elk these days?
Well, I guess that's probably comes down to space that's out there and the habitat that's available for them. You know, there's every day there's more and more of us that are out here, and when I'm talking about, you know, mankind or the human population as well, but we lose important lands and habitat every day, and so we seek to protect what's out there and improve the habitat that is out there so that elk and other wildlife can continue to roam. At the same time, another big issue right now is getting access to our public lands. There are many places where public land's not available, or, you know, getting access to private lands as well. There's a lot of programs across the nation that allow hunter and anglers and other folks to access private lands that are done through state agencies, et cetera. So those two fronts, one of the things is kind of a more recent effort. We've always been involved in this, but is particularly seeking out pieces of land that perhaps beyond that land, there's landlocked public land that people just can't get access to, or access is extremely difficult. So we've had a big focus on that and had quite a bit of success over recent years.
All right. So one final kind of two-part question. One, where can folks find RMEF online? And two, how can they get involved and help out with your guys' mission?
Well, we have more than 500 chapters around the country in 49 states, every state except Hawaii. And so those chapters are hosting banquets, fundraising banquets. They're a lot of fun to attend. And if you go to rmef.org, you can go online and see where those events take place. And so we have, whereas our national headquarters is located in Missoula, Montana, all of our chapters are completely volunteer run. And so these are folks who care. You know, they're on the ground wherever they live, and it can be an elk state like Wyoming, or it can be a place where there are no elk, such as Indiana, for example, but we still have chapters in all the different states, and they raise funds that go toward elk and toward elk country and toward our mission and furthering our hunting lifestyle and hunting heritage. So it doesn't matter where you live, you can find a banquet nearby, and of course you can always go online to our website at rmef.org and learn a lot more information about who we are and how we conduct business, and hopefully help us out going forward.
Fantastic, Mark. Well, I appreciate you hopping on the line and spending some time with me, sharing with my listeners about RMEF.
Hey, you bet. Anytime.
Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern, presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawk's Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.